Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Reverse Cowboy.
Welcome to Reverse Cowboy.
Welcome.
How you doing, mate?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm feeling happy today, actually, yeah.
Yeah?
Don't know why, but yeah. I've had a bit of a mad week, but like a friend of mine, not a very close friend, but a mate, she died like unexpectedly. And then my cat, who was like my... if people don't have pets, they won't understand and whatever, but... like my cat was my best mate. I've got him tattooed on my arm. I've had him for 12 years and he died last week. I had to bury him. And that, like, broke my heart. I'm being positive. Like, I had such an ace time with that little dude. He was a little fucker. But loved him. You know, shout out Hercules, legend. Like, I need to focus on the good shit I've had and have more good times because I could die tomorrow. You could die tomorrow.
True, mate. So just spend more time watching videos of your good times with your old cat.
I've got him tattooed on my arm. I'm like...
let's have a look.
I'm cat nonce.
You are. I had a cat. In fact, I had two cats and they were both called Genie. The first one I got with the Scouser I was with for a few years.
Genie?
Genie,
come here, it's time for your food.
Yeah, all that. But the cat never calmed down, and then when we split up, I said, look, you know, I'm not taking the cat. And
see, that'd be the first thing I'd take.
I ended up giving it to me, mate.
He lived life so fast, he died young. He was like, he gave himself heart failure because he was always just fighting.
Yeah,
he's an hard little cunt. Loved
sounds
him.
Sounds hard. Not that hard, though, was he?
Obviously not. But, yeah.
Yeah, rest in peace, man.
Yeah, he's a good lad. I went down to his grave yesterday and said hello.
Jesus.
Anyway, but, like I said, I'm feeling good because I'm like, I've realised when you step outside of your problems, nothing matters at all. We're all going to be dead in a minute, so we might as well just go,
yeah, it's true, and you need them little moments when people pass away and things just to kick you up the arse.
Yeah.
You know, psychologically, and just make you kind of reset and think, oh, actually, maybe it's not important.
Exactly. There was a monk who died, right, a bit ago, in Greece, and he lived till he's 88, and he never saw a woman.
Wow, never once in his life?
Not once, no. I mean, a bit weird, isn't it, but...
what a loser.
I know, yeah. Like,
what a fucking loser. 88 years old.
Never saw one because his mum died as soon as he was born and then got taken to this Orthodox monk. What's a monk house called? A monastery.
Monastery, yeah.
On the top of Mount Athos.
It's like a Takeshi's castle.
On Mount Incel. Lived up there and he never bothered to walk down to see some tits. What a dick.
What a loser, man.
Unless he was gay and he was happy up there with all the lads.
It'd be interesting to see... you know, if you asked him to draw a woman. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. There's that famous drawing of an elephant, isn't there, that someone went to the Far East and saw an elephant in, like, the 1600s, and they came back to England and were like, I've seen this fucking thing called an elephant. Everyone's like, whatever. but no one had seen one.
Yeah.
And he drew it, and it's like a fit. I think it's an elephant. He drew it, and it looks fucked because it's just from memory. It's just like looks really. It's like a horse with a pig's head, and then like a big massive dick on its nose. But he was like, "This is an elephant," and he like went into the museum.
Oh shit!
Reverse cowboy.
Have you heard about Anne Frank? She's back.
She's alive.
She's back. She's written some new books. She is back.
Wow, what? Like, for
so,
real?
Mate, I'm telling you, she's back. I've read about it. So there's a woman in Germany, and she is the reincarnation of Anne Frank, she says, and she's an author. She's written some new books. Anne Frank's cousin, Joe Frank, whatever he's called, has gone to meet her, and he's like, yep, that's Anne.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, I remember her. It's fucking Anne. We've just been talking about, like, shit we did when we were kids. It's Anne.
What? She's like tuned into her soul.
Since she was a child, she said she was Anne Frank.
That's crazy.
Well, she might just be lying to sell some books.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
I mean, there's at least a 2% chance she's lying.
Yeah. Funnily enough, I wrote a joke last night. I'll tell you the joke.
All right.
I won't spoil anything for anyone. And I'm talking and I say, well, I did consider being a woman. The reason what's stopping me is I'd be a fucking ugly woman. And I wouldn't be able to do OnlyFans, which would be my main ambition as a woman.
You'd be kind of like a young Doc Cotton.
Well, I said I'd be like an Anne Frank with a dad bod. Yeah? And that was kind of the punchline. So what I've done is I've put Anne Frank next to OnlyFans in context. I'm watching a documentary last night. The woman did the same thing. She did an OnlyFans dressed up as Anne Frank in a documentary, this Caroline Calloway. And now...
That's dark.
And now you're talking about Anne herself. She's in fashion. Is she back?
Yeah, she's back.
Oh, and good. Welcome home.
If you were reincarnated, do you reckon you can be reincarnated as another creature?
Possibly.
I think you'd be a wasp. Because you'd start flying around, winding people up.
No.
That's kind of your scene.
I'd be a horse.
Hello, it's Wayne in the Career. You're listening to Reverse Cowboy.
We are rolling and we are not offending anybody.
Hey, what was on?
Pardon?
What was on, like, you know?
Have you heard about this? There's a restaurant opened in Manchester and... Hey. I'll stop that now.
All right, go on.
It's called Karen's Diner and...
I wouldn't mind talking about this.
It's a bit shit, isn't it?
Oh, man. Imagine like...
Let's explain what it is. So Karen's Diner is an infamous diner known for purposefully insulting their customers. So you pay to go and eat some chips or... bullshit diner food, and then the waitresses
get it thrown at you.
They give you, which I mean, it'd be my ideal job, but now people are complaining. I mean, what were they expecting? But this one of them, someone said, like, they've had to apologize after a waiter called a customer a pedo, which is like, I would love that job. And then he went up to a child and called the little baby a cunt.
To me, it's like it's forced. It's forced horribleness.
Oh, it's pointless.
So what they've got in there, they've got a load of them actresses pretending to be horrible. Well, what you want to do is you want to get real nasty cunts in there. I'd like to go in there and be just as... Because I'm... If service is bad, that's the only thing I care about if I'm going out to eat, really.
Would you call them a pedo if they brought you the wrong meal?
I'm calling them a pedo. Worse. I can cut you deeper than that without calling you names. You know?
Yeah, I can smell the vitriol on you, but...
Oh, yeah, I hate bad service. Can they take it, is the question.
Yeah, that's the test. And so we should go in there and just record it secretly and just give them some shit. I just think the concept's flawed, it's bollocks.
Oh, well, what it is it's one of these new businesses that are just for the gram, isn't it? No one goes there to care about the food.
No.
Very few people will go there and not film it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's and then... So it kind of does its own PR.
The novelty will run out very quickly. It's like that. There's a bar in Manchester where it's disgusting, really, but it's prison themed. And all these knobheads go and they like put the prison scrubs on and they get in there and they're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I think there's a prison hotel somewhere. I think it is might be an old prison.
You can stay in the prison cell that Fred West hung himself in.
Oh.
I'd quite like to do that.
Would you?
Get close to my guy.
Oh, yeah, your guy.
Do you know what he carved in the wall before he died?
What, and is it still there?
I think so, yeah. He carved into the wall, here died Freddy, mass murderer of Gloucester.
Oh, God. That's horrid.
He's a naughty man, wasn't he?
A very naughty man. What a mad-looking dude.
He looks like a kid off Coronation Street.
Yeah, I know the kid. Yeah. I know the kid with the curly hair. No, do I know the kid?
Yeah, I don't know his corks.
Young kid?
Yeah, he looks like him. So, should we bring back hanging?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. I mean, not for crime, just for being a cunt. Like, I was thinking, when I'm Prime Minister, which I'm working on, and I'm going to ask you if you want to be in the cabinet, but like, I was thinking, James Corden, maybe we'll do worse things to him.
I wouldn't hang him.
Well, you need a thick rope.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't hang him.
I
don't think he's done anything that bad. I'm on about for proper people who need to go. If I bring back like death sentences, immediate death, yeah, but probably wouldn't be hanging. You'd probably just be behind closed doors, boom, yeah.
You could be fun with it, though.
But listen, for certain things, for example, that little fucking maniac who shot the school up, you don't kill him, you torture him. It's like Bin Laden. No way is that cunt dead. He's getting force-fed porn, bacon sandwiches. They're abusing him, like they're rubbing their bums in his face.
Have you heard the rumour when those troops got him and then they killed him before they threw him off the boat? A few of them had a wank all over him and jizzed on him.
Listen, mate, that's probably happening on a daily.
I mean, I'm not kink-shaming them, if that's what they're into.
No, listen, and as ridiculous as that sounds, you remember that scandal that came out during that war? Abu Ghraib, that's what it's called, Abu Ghraib.
Well, there's a lot of it going on in Ukraine. So if they're doing that to
them, imagine what they're doing to Bin Laden. Poor Bin.
I know, but good old Bin.
He's an Arsenal fan.
Is he? Yeah. Didn't he like go to school here or something?
I believe so, yeah. He went to uni or college or technical college, maybe.
Yeah, misunderstood. Lovely bloke. Do you know when they found Saddam in his cave and there was like he looked like a sort of dusty, weathered Eric Cantona, and he was his like only comfort in there was a little box of fun-sized Mars bars that he was munching on.
Really?
Yeah, that was his, and like a few dirty jizz mags.
Well, this is it. When you're at that level, whatever level you're operating, Saddam, Escobar, Gaddafi. And ultimately, it all boils down to you hiding in a fucking sewage pipe.
You've got to think, is it worth it? Probably because the high times will make it.
Yeah, mate.
I think we should hang like Philip Schofield every week.
You're nutter, though. You want to hang normal people, man. Well,
he's not a normal person. He bums runners to death.
Listen, he ain't the first geezer to bum a runner to death. Don't you worry about
it. No, yeah, but he won't be the last. When I'm running the country, I'm going to be worse than Hitler, but I'm going to target the people who need it.
But you can't hang people for creepiness.
I'm Prime Minister, mate. I'll kill them if I want.
Do it, but you won't last long because that savagery is never going to run for that long.
Everyone's a psychopath, really. So Saturday Night TV is going to be... Who's getting hung this week?
Listen to this for a fucking idea for a game show.
Yeah.
So far with game shows, the premise is that old loser's fucking saying, oh, well, we've had a good time. We came with nothing, so thanks for a lovely day.
Yeah,
you know, whatever, fuck off, you loser. So... In the era of evil TV, which I believe we can probably agree that we're in now, you can win something, You can win 10 grand. And it's easy, but it costs you a grand to play. And then you up the stakes. You start making it £1 million game. And the odds are easy. It's 50-50. It's heads or tails, right? But you smash the house up on telly, wrecking ball outside the house. If that goes heads or tails or red or black.
Mate, that's fucking great. I'd do that.
Everyone would watch it.
Oh, yeah, because we're all psychos.
Yeah. And there's enough gamblers out there who think, I like those fucking
Chris Tarrant going, it's the wrong answer.
Yeah.
Sorry, your daughter's not going to university now.
TV Gold.
What would it be called?
You're obsessed with naming shit. You wanted to name this podcast. You want to know my name. You know.
I mean, yeah, I do have to name a podcast. You can't just put it out and call it podcast.
I did a stand-up last night.
Oh, yeah?
In Bermondsey. It was perfect crowd, really. It was like a crowd of...
Racists.
Yeah, art fucking drug dealers and Millwall fans. Friendly people, though.
Yeah.
Very lovely people.
Lovely racists. But yeah,
I didn't see anyone being racist.
Apart from yourself.
I didn't.
Really?
Yeah, not even.
Clean your act up.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't think I've ever written a racist joke, to be fair.
I'm joking. You're not a racist, man.
Tell
me how your stand-up went.
Yeah, it went all right.
How can we see you stood up again?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Oh, we're not going to be bothered when someone pays me.
Do you get paid for it?
Got paid, yeah. I'm not out chasing. I'm not doing the circuit. But do you know what? With stand-up, to get any good at anything, you've got to put in the hours. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. To become an expert at something, you've got to put in 10,000 hours, which is why I'm an expert at watching TikToks.
Wanking only takes about 100 hours to get really good at it. Don't even like
shadow boxing is another one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at that, 20 years of it.
Do you reckon anyone had a wank on the moon when they went up there?
You're not meant to, are you? Not meant to, but...
against moon law.
I did see an article somewhere saying they've been advised not to.
Why?
When they're at the space station. I don't know, I didn't click on it. It's clickbait.
It's like aliens can smell it.
I didn't fall for it. I'd looked at it and thought, no, man, not really.
Yeah, you probably put like a Trojan horse on your computer.
Over the years, I've spent over £1 billion on drugs.
Back and we're not racist anymore.
Yeah, we've just wasted about 20 minutes talking about something that we decided not to air. So, you know, you had to be here. Gutted.
And to be honest, I think the oldest man made it up.
No, I didn't make it up. Mm. It's,
no.
Yeah.
Anyway, talking of racism, have you heard about Gary Lineker saying he was racially abused as a child?
Oh yeah, what a cunt! He got Why that would he wrong, say didn't that? He? I don't know.
He's always like the woke leader of Twitter.
Oh, he really is.
I'm a bloody good bloke. I tell you about that. I know people who work at BBC Sport with him say he's an absolute cunt.
Same here. Listen to this.
He's worse than Wayne. Wayne's a good bloke.
I don't know.
Apart from the,
I'm gonna go with this because all I'm doing is retelling something that was told to me.
Yeah.
I was at a barbecue about 15 years ago, and there was this bloke there who worked for the Sun. Mm-hmm. Yeah? And I was
Trustworthy guy.
But I'm chatting to him, and it's getting late, and it's now about, whatever, I don't know, 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I've been pestering him all night, but I'm getting on with him. I said, give us one of them fucking super injunctions. He worked for, what was the part of the Sun, the showbiz bit? It was called Bizarre. And I was driving him mad for a super injunction, and the geezer went to me, all right, I'll tell you one. Gary Lineker got a 15-year-old... This is exactly what he said to me. So I don't know how true it is. I'm just repeating it because I know. It's called Mr. Super Injunction, that Gary Lineker,
really?
For a reason. That's what Alex Ferguson used to call him.
Wow.
And then he took out a fucking court order to get him to stop calling him that. So that's how handy he is around a lawyer. The bloke said to me, Gary Lineker got a 15-year-old Scouse girl pregnant when he was at Tottenham, and that's he paid her off with some money that he made when he then moved to Japan.
To get rid of it?
Well, I don't know, or just to shut her up. Or whatever.
He's got quite distinct genes, though, hasn't he? Have you seen his weird kids? They're like ugly versions of him. They've all got like really odd ears and they look kind of rodenticus.
I don't know how true that is. Imagine how he talks to Wayne Lineker, how patronising he is.
He won't talk to him, will he?
Well, no, but imagine, you know, like when he has to at Christmas and that, how condescending he is, how embarrassed he is if he's like...
But I think he, secretly, he must love having Wayne as a brother because... Wayne deflects from him and his bad behaviour because Wayne is like a harmless simpleton, really. I think he's done some slightly dark stuff, but I think he's a harmless simpleton.
Yeah, nothing can prove.
Whilst Gary is calculating, bit of a psycho, he can deflect all of his naughtiness onto his brother because his brother's a scapegoat.
Do you know what? It's just so easy these days to be a bloody superhero like Gary Lineker. I could start a new Twitter account tomorrow. And within 1,000 tweets, I could probably have 100,000 fucking followers just by saying all the right shit about all the right stuff.
Listen, Wayne's my friend.
He's my friend.
Yeah, he's mine now. I've met him and he knew you were, but he didn't know that I was on Cruise, thankfully. But,
I will come on the podcast, but don't take the piss out of me.
Tomorrow's world.
Do you know he claims he was better at football than Gary, but he just didn't want to do it.
He'd rather work on Leicester Fruit Market.
With the real, he's doing really good. That was a fuck. Probably where you've met him.
Yeah, no, Leo. He's a nice bloke, but he does take the piss out of me, doesn't he?
I was like, yeah, but he does it in a nice way. He's respectful.
Oh, you backed me up.
Yeah, I did. And he said,
no, he is respectful because he sends me the videos first and says, like, can I post this? Is that all right? And I think that's fine.
And he was actually really sweet and kind to me. And he said he's going to come on the podcast. So, Wayne, if you're listening, I remember that. And he gave me his new phone number. So,
and if you are,
send him a few dick pics.
If you are listening, I just want to say, all right. By the way, that last edit you sent me was great, but the last 15 seconds monologue about me shooting up smoke in the toilet needs to go.
Right, that's funny.
Yeah, it's
clearly not true.
Well, is it? What's up, you know me?
Have you heard about digital self-harm?
No.
You're going to even love this. There's kids now, and they create a new profile, like a new Instagram profile, and then they comment on their real one and go like, you fat fucking bitch. And then people underneath it will go, she's not fat, leave her alone. And then they get a kick off people supporting them.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing it on Vom Cruise.
Yeah, I've got enough like, fucking platforms, man.
You're an ugly, scummy old man. And
have you heard about this WhatsApp group of hate that there is for me?
What have you done, though? You've got to do something to get that.
I don't know. Well, I fell out with someone who's an absolute cunt. He's a super fan gone rogue. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So he was up my arse for a good year. Right. And then he pulled me. I did a video about this fucking taking the knee and all that's just pointless and blah, blah. I did it. But I explained it really cleverly.
Yeah.
And I took my time. And I was smart and I showed that I thought about it and blah, blah. Long story short, and this isn't a case of I've got a black mate, but I had quite a number of black people commenting him saying, mate, you've nailed it, spot on, absolutely blinding, boom, okay. Boom, boom. In the meantime, I had a load of wankers like this geezer who caped up and decided, oi, oi, this is my fucking moment. Earn a few social media points.
If you're going to put your opinion out on something that is quite difficult, then you are welcome in discussion. So someone can tell you they think you're wrong.
Yeah, of course. But you know what he said to me? He started saying things like you're alienating your peer group to say the right thing to fit in with your audience or whatever, blah, blah. And I went, hold on a minute. I'm not stupid. I know the best thing is to say fucking nothing about that subject. But I was brave enough to go there, and that's what I thought. And if you must know, loads of people have said I'm right anyway, so fuck off. We had an argument.
And then he created a WhatsApp group.
And then he created a fucking WhatsApp group of hate. But he knows a few little shit talkers who are quite happy to make out they right know me, make out they're my proper pal, snide cunts.
Well, this is why we need to bring back
hanging. And regurgitate 15-year-old stories about me.
That's because you live where you grew up as well.
Reverse cowboy.
Do you know what I love? I love seeing it, and I even love...
Big
black cock. Do you know what I've always done? No, you know what I've always done?
What?
I will, if I'm in a certain frame of mind, even if I'm on my own, I will do something to make an awkward situation so that I can just feed off that energy.
Well, that's that's fine.
That's fucked, isn't it?
No, but I think it's funny that actually. It's like Larry David shit.
That's proper comedy when you're only doing it for yourself and
as long
the
as
other
you're not really, really ruining someone's day, then I think it's fine. Some people need the day ruining.
No,
anyway.
But imagine this. Imagine walking into a corner shop, yeah, and just walking up to the counter as if you're going to buy something. And just staring the geezer at. It's only you and him in there.
But, like, that might be threatening to him.
No, well...
Can you do it in a funny way?
This is the problem.
Could you be smiling?
No, but you do what you want. But this is the problem. It might be threatening to him. But that's his take. That's up to you.
Mate, you've walked in his shop.
All I'm doing is standing still.
Have you seen No Country for Old Men?
It's within my right. Yes,
yeah, that's like...
Call it.
I thought you
call
it.
Yeah, no, that's threatening and horrible. This man's just running his corner shop.
It's threatening. All I've done is just took a break for a minute.
If you walk in my shop and I'm running my corner shop, Vom's corner shop, you walk in and you don't say a word to me, but you just stare in my face really close to me, I'm like, what the fuck's this guy doing?
Hold on, objection, hearsay. What do you mean? First of all, you just said, I'll stare in your face really close.
Well, what are you staring at, my dick?
Well, listen, mate. That's even worse. No one said I was close to you. I didn't get close to him.
Well, he stood at the door staring at me. That's even worse.
I leant on the lottery stand and just looked at the geezer.
I don't have one of them in my shop because I don't believe in gambling.
It was probably 30 of the better seconds of my life while I just
Why are you staring at me?
Who?
Me.
Well, I'm not. Oh, him.
Yeah, I am
him. That's what I mean. Eventually, that's more or less what he said. I just left the shop. I didn't buy a thing. But that, do
You're
it.
It's ruining
do
people's
it today.
Day.
That's what I mean.
Leave them alone.
But you just said you like things like that.
I don't like going into someone's workplace and making them feel uncomfortable.
Oh, here we go. Someone's workplace. What should I have done? Waited for him to finish work.
What you should have done.
Do you know what I did to you?
Do something.
Once.
Get a job.
Yeah, baby, that's what I'm about. podcast in it.
So I was at a rave under London Bridge train station.
Show off.
All day. Oh, yeah, exactly. I was at a rave. No, I was leaving this gaff. It was like some, I don't know, I haven't been to that many of them. It was like an unlicensed rave, whatever it was. Yeah. Where there's no health and safety. It was just fucking lights on the floor and that.
Loads of ketamine.
Loads of that crap. I've decided to leave. The trains are now running back to where I live.
Right.
So I know I've got to leave this rave, walk through a little labyrinth for these little tunnels.
Buy a
and
train
shit.
Ticket.
Yeah, right. Purchase a train ticket and then proceed on my journey home.
Show it to the conductor.
Whilst tapping out. Anyway, so all I know is I've got to get to London Bridge. And I noticed there's a geezer frazzled leaving the exact same time as me. But I know my way.
Did you give him a big kiss?
No. You know what I did? Because if anyone knows under London Bridge, there's all little pillars and platforms and you can come out.
Yeah. It's a bit weird down there.
No, he'd be walking along and I was on his right. And then we'd go past something where he couldn't see me for a minute. And then I'd run round to his left and then I was popping up on his left.
And you're then terrorising people.
And then because I knew it's pretty obvious he's heading into London Bridge Station, I legged
like,
it all the way round the other
raging
side.
Raging on pills or something.
Yeah. And then I'm at the top of the escalator when he's there. Then he turns around and then... Honestly, he must have encountered me about 6 or 7 times before he got on his train. Well, actually, my train come before his. But by the end of it, after a good 20 minutes of, I was telling him things like, saying things like, I don't even exist. And this is never going to end.
Oh, mate, he will still have flashbacks to you. You'll be a sleep paralysis demon. You'll be at the end of his bed going, what time is it next Wednesday?
Reverse Cowboy.
I believe I can fly.
He's got a good voice, hasn't he?
For it. I believe I
her.
No, don't do that.
That's a paedophile song.
Think about it every night and day.
Look at this guy.
I believe I'll fly away.
That's the wrong lyrics.
I believe I can soar. I see you running through that open door.
Well, you can prepare it, you know.
Oh, well, that's what headphones do.
One more thing I wanted to say just before we go.
Yeah.
Basically, I didn't even tell you I was going to do this. So, just nothing. Have a nice weekend. Ciao, Gina. Arrivederci. Ciao, Gina.
Fuck off. Bye.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty, please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.